begin the current daf Masech B'sachem daf Kav Gimel. We begin on the bottom of Kav Beis and Beis, two lines off on the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, talking about what is the halacha in the order of the Seder when someone's making both Kiddush and Havdalah when Yom Tov falls out on Matzah Shabbos. So you have to make Havdalah for Shabbos and you have to make Kiddush for Yom Tov. What is the order? So now the Gemara quotes Gufa, we had quoted earlier on this daf, Yom Tov Shechalias Achar Shabbos. Regarding Yom Tov that falls out after Shabbos, that is a Matzah Shabbos, so you have to do again both Havdalah and Kiddush. And as Rashbam explains, it sounds like that if it wasn't Yom Tov, it would just be a regular Matzah Shabbos, that the following Amiram, which we're going to quote many different opinions, that they wouldn't argue. Rather, everyone would agree that the order would be first Yayin, first would come the wine, then would come the Bayimer Eish from the fire, and then would come the Havdalah. But now that there's another variable that's introduced, that of the Kiddush Hayyim of the Yom Tov, therefore there is the Machlekes, and that's why each one has to go ahead and say the reasoning for his opinion to say what is it that the Kiddush is causing to change the order that it normally is. However, regarding this case, that is the Yom Tov that's on Matzah Shabbos, so the first opinion is Rav Amah, he says, Yakna, the order is Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdol, and that is, everyone's going to be saying this acronym of the Yud Kof Nun and Hey, but in different orders. So he says it's in that order, as Rashbam explains, that he holds, Rav holds a Kiddush of the Yom Tov comes before the Havdalah, either because Kiddush is more chashuv than Havdalah, or because if you're going to make Havdalah first from Shabbos, it seems like, okay, let's first get rid of Shabbos. It's like as if it's a load, you want to get done with it, but we don't want that, so therefore we first make Kiddush, and then only afterwards we make Havdalah. Now, so that's why you have Kiddush before Havdalah. But the wine, the yud, the wine of the yayin comes before the kiddush, like Basil, who they say Masechtas Brachas on Daf Nun Aleph, that tadir v'shein the tadir kaidim, you always do the thing that's always the more common first, and the cup of wine is more common than kiddush. So you first do the yud, which is yayin, then comes the kiddush, and then comes the ner, and then havdalah, like every Matzah Shabbos, that ner, that the candle comes before the bracha of havdalah. So therefore, that's the order of Rav, of yakne, yayin, which is tadir, kiddush, which comes before havdalah, and ner, which always comes before havdalah, and then havdalah. Second opinion, quoting the Gemara, is a Shmuel Amar, he says yanhik. The order is yayin, ner, the havdalah candle, then havdalah, then kiddush. And that's because Shmuel holds that no, to the contrary, havdalah comes before kiddush. As the Gemara later on will explain, a mashal of Rabbi Shu ben Hananya's opinion, what it's compared to, is to a king that's leaving and a governor, for example, that's coming in. What do you do first? You first escort out the king, who's greater than the governor that's coming in, and that's the same thing, Shabbos, which is leaving the Shabbos Malka. You first escort Shabbos, you do the Havdalah, and then afterwards you introduce Yom Tov, which is on a lower level, like the governor that's coming in, to be Mekadeshit. And therefore, the order is first comes the wine, because that's the one that's Tadr, then comes the Havdalah candle, the Ner, then comes Havdalah, and the reason is because since Havdalah comes before Kiddush, as we said, Havdalah is like the Melech for Shabbos, so you do the regular order that you do on every Matzah Shabbos, which is first the Yayin, then the Ner, and then the Havdalah, and then your Mekadosh on the Kiddush of Yom Tov. And Rashbam introduces that the reason why none of these opinions mention anything about the Besamim is because you do not make a bracha on Besamim on Yom Tov, which falls out of Matzah Shabbos, because Yom Tov we also have a Neshama Yisera, an extra part of our neshama, which is the reason why we smell the besam, some type of a nechama for the neshama Yisrael that's leaving, but that doesn't leave when it's Yom Tov. So that's the second opinion of Shmuel, of Yannick. Again, the yayin comes first, and Ner Havdalah, like a regular Havdalah, and then comes Kiddush, because Havdalah, which is the king, comes before the governor, which is the Kiddush of Yom Tov. Now we continue to the top of Kof Gimel Amar Alf, where the Gemara says, V'rabba Amar, he says Yahanik. He says, first yayin, then Havdalah, then the Ner, the Havdalah candle, and then Kiddush. And that's because he holds like Rav that you're going to put the Ner, the Havdalah candle, between Kiddush and Havdalah. And that's because it's not fitting in Rav's eyes to go ahead and to have Havdalah near the Kiddush. We have to separate the two of them. And the reason is because each one is undoing what the other one is doing, because Kiddush is making the Kedusha, the sanctity, more chum or more stringent on some level. Havdalah is making the Kedusha less. We're separating. We're trying to go away from the Kedusha. And therefore, you have to put something in between the Kiddush and Havdalah, so you put the Ner in between them. And Rabbah also holds like Shmuel that Havdalah comes before Kiddush, because that's like the Melech, the king, so therefore you have to have Havdalah first, then Kiddush. And however, wine is the first from all of them, because Tadav Hashem and Tadav Kaidim. So again, that explains his order, that he says Yayin is always first, it's the more common. Havdalah has to come before Kiddush. Then comes Ner, because we can't have, although generally we have Ner before Havdalah, the Brocha of Hamavdu ben Kiddush L'chayil, here you have to have Havdalah first, because you need something to separate between Havdalah and Kiddush. So then you have Ner, and then you have Kiddush, because the governor comes after the king. But Levi Amar, he says Kenia. Kiddush, then Ner, then the candle, then Yain, then Havdalah. And that's because he holds that Kiddush comes before Havdalah like Rav, and that is either because it's Mochashib or because we don't want to do Havdalah right away as if Shabbos is a load for us. And however, he doesn't have wine, the first one. It's because if that's the case, then you wouldn't be recognizable that you're making Havdalah on the wine, because then the bracha of Havdalah would be very far from the bracha on the wine. And the truth is that the Iker Havdalah was made only on a cup of wine. However, Kiddush, as Rashbam says, is different because you technically could make Kiddush on Friday night. On bread, you can make Kiddush, as the Gemara later on, Daf Kaf Vav Beis, will explain. And therefore, you go ahead and you make Kiddush first, as we explained, because he holds like Rav, there's more Chashav than Havdalah. Then comes the Havdalah candle, because we want to have the Yayin, we can't have it any earlier because we want to have it closer to Havdalah. And Havdalah has to be the last one, like every Matzah Shabbos, that it comes after everything else. And it's also coming after Kiddush in this case, because Kiddush comes before Havdalah, like Rav. And now, the reason why we didn't have wine before the Havdalah candle, like every Matzah Shabbos that we have Yayin, then the Ner, and then the Havdalah, is because then, if that would be the case, then it would seem like that the Yayin, the wine, which is going to be very close to Kiddush then, as if it's going on the Kiddush and not on the Havdalah. However, regular Matzah Shabbos, where there is no Kiddush, then we actually do that Yayin, the Havdalah candle, and then the Bracha of Havdalah. But in this case, where there's Kiddush, it might seem like it's going on only on Kiddush, not on Havdalah. That's why we don't want to do that. And therefore, Levi's opinion again is Kiddush comes first, before Havdalah. Then comes the Ner between the Kiddush and the Havdalah. And then the Yayin comes last, before Havdalah, because you want to have Yayin as close as possible to the Havdalah. Rabban Amri, they say Kina. They say Kiddush is first, then Yayin, then the bracha on the wine, then the Ner, the candle, and then the Havdalah. And that's because they hold like Rav, that Kiddush comes before Havdalah. Again, either because it's more chashev, because you don't want to do Havdalah first as if it's a load on you. But they also wanted to have the wine, the bracha on the wine, close to Havdalah more than Kiddush. So we couldn't have the wine before the Kiddush, because then it would be close, it would be right before Kiddush, and then it would be further away from Havdalah. So therefore, you have Kiddush first. Then you have the whole entire order of Havdalah, how you normally have it on a regular Matzah Shabbos, which is Yayin, Ner, and Havdalah. Another explanation that the Rashbam brings is that they wanted to make the difference between the Kiddush and Havdalah as much as possible, because one is doing the opposite of the other, so they wanted to have that distance between them, and that's why the Rabban's opinion was Kiddush comes first, because it comes before Havdalah, like Rav. And again, you want the kuf all the way in the beginning and the hay all the way at the end to have the biggest separation between the two. And also because once we're having Kiddush first, then we do Havdalah in the normal order that it is, which is Yayin, Ner, and then Havdalah. Next opinion the Gemara brings is Mar Bredra Bono Amar. He says Nikiya. He says the order is first the Havdalah candle, then Kiddush, then the bracha on the cup of wine, and then the bracha on Havdalah. And that is because first comes Kiddush before Havdalah, again like Rav, again that either is because it's Mochashev or because we don't want to do Havdalah first. And then, but the wine he also wants to have close to Havdalah, as we explained, because if it's not, it would seem like it's going on in Kiddush, not in Havdalah. Therefore, you need to have Nikiya. Why? Because the reason why we're doing the Havdalah candle first, before even Kiddush, is because every Matzah Shabbos, the reason why it's before the bracha of Hamavdal, is because you have Hana from the light of the Havdalah candle before you have from the drinking of the cup of wine. And therefore, here also, you make it before Kiddush because you have Hana from it first before the cup of wine that you're drinking. Now, you can't say to have it between the Yayin and Havdalah, like every Matzah Shabbos, where you have the wine, the bracha bari paragraph, and then the Havdalah candle, then the bracha of Havdalah, because there we generally have wine first, because tada v'she'in the tada. What's more common is the Havdalah candle or the wine is a cup of wine. But if that would be the case over here, you would be having a large separation between the wine and the Havdalah. We don't want to do that, because then it might seem like the wine's going only in Kiddush, not in Havdalah. And again, that's why Mabri Dabana holds that Ner comes first, the Havdalah candle, you have enough from it first. Then comes Kiddush. Then comes Yayin right before Havdalah to show that the Yayin is going not only on Kiddush, but even Havdalah. And we have Kiddush before Havdalah because he holds like Rav in that element. Next opinion the Gemara quotes is Mar to Amma Mishmei de Bishua Nihak. However, as the Rashbam brings that his girsa was, which is the opinion quoted later on in the Gemara of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, of Nihiyak. That is, Ner comes first, then comes the bracha of a Mavdol, of Havdalah, then comes the bracha of Yayin, and then that of Kiddush. And that is, as the Gemara will later on explain, that he holds that Havdalah comes before Kiddush, and that is like Shmuel, because that's of the Melech, the king comes first, separating of Shabbos before the Kiddush of Yom Tov. And therefore, the Ner comes first, as we said, because of that's the thing you have hanah from first. And they wanted to separate between that the wine should be close to Havdalah and to Kiddush, because the bracha, the wine, is going on both Kiddush and Havdalah, because they were both instituted to be made over wine. However, the Havdalah candle doesn't have to be close to both Kiddush and Havdalah, because you can make it even without wine, even if there is no cup of wine. And again, that's why his opinion was Ner comes first, because it's something that you're having Hanah first, and it also doesn't have to be near either cup of wine. Then comes Havdalah, because it comes before Kiddush. And then the Yayin comes between the two, because we want to show that the cup of wine is coming both on Havdalah and on Kiddush. It's now related to this last opinion, especially the way the Rashbam's Girsa is, so Sholach Le'avu D'Shmuel Rebbe, said, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, our teacher, teach us, Seder Havdalah Sech, what is the order that we do when we make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos? Sholach Le'avu, he sent him, Kacham Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yesi Sha'amah Mishum Aviv, that he said in the name of his father, Sha'amah Mishum Rebbe Shmuel Bechananya, which is, again, as the Girsa that the Rashbam had brought down before, which is Niyak, Ner Havdalah, then Yayin, then Kiddush. This is what's made on the Matzah Shabbos that falls out on the beginning of Yom Tov. So related to this, Amr B'Chanini says, Moshul Rebbe Shmuel B'Chananya, what could be a metaphor, analogy, to compare this halacha of Rebbe Shmuel B'Chananya in the order and why we're making Havdalah before Kiddush? So he says, L'melech Sheyetzi, it's showing that when a king is leaving, V'afarkas Nichnas, and the governor is coming in, Malavan Nesamelch, first you escort the king when he's leaving, which is Shabbos, which is the Havdalah, V'achkach Yitzim L'Kras, Ifarkas, and then you go ahead to greet the governor who's coming in, which is the Kiddush of the Yom Tov, and that's why he holds that order, that Havdalah comes before Kiddush. So now the Gemara says, Hamai Havala, what is the conclusion of this large machloikis in Halacha about the order? So on that, the Gemara says two opinions. And Abaya Omar Yakzina, that Yayin, Kiddush, Zman, which was an element we didn't introduce before, which is Shechiyanu in the first night of Yom Tov, Ner, then Havdalah, V'Rava Amar, Yak Nehaz, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdalah, and Zman at the end. And that is, as Rashbam explains, that both Abaya and Rava agree that the halacha follows like Rav of Yakne, that it goes Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdalah. However, what they do argue about is regarding the bracha of Zman of Shechiyanu, and that as Abaya holds, you do Yagzina, and that is because once you started doing Kiddush first, because Kiddush is more chashiv than Havdalah, or because we don't want to do Havdalah right away because it seems like we just want to get done with Shabbos. So first you conclude the entire Kiddush and you say Zman Shechiyanu with it, because the only reason why you're saying Shechiyanu is because of the new Yom Tov of the Kiddush that it's coming with. But Havdalah doesn't cause the Shechiyanu to be made, so you say it together with Kiddush. Whereas Rava holds that just like we find all the time, as Shechiyanu Zman is made at the end of the Kiddush, here also you're going to say Shechiyanu at the end. And the reason is because Shechiyanu is not specifically related to the bracha of Kiddush that you make on the cup of wine, because you can make Shechiyanu even in the street, and it's not incumbent on the cup of wine, and therefore you say it at the end. The Hilchos of the Gemara concludes is Karava, that you say, Yak Nehas, first you make the bracha of Bari Pri HaGafen, then you make the bracha of the Kiddush of being Mekadosh the Yom Tov, then you make the bracha of Ner of the Havdalah candle, then you make the bracha of Hamavdal, and then you make the bracha of the Zman. And that is, as we said in the name of Rav, that you first do Kiddush and then you do Havdalah. Because again, if you would make Havdalah first, although there was that svara that was said that you first want to escort the king, it would seem like that the Kiddush of Shabbos is a load on the person. It's a burden. He wants to get rid of it. And that's why we do Kiddush before we do Havdalah. So the Gemara continues and says, Rav Huna bar Yehuda, ikla lebe Rav. He went to the house of Rav, and this was a regular Shabbos that fell out on a weeknight. Matzah Shabbos was not a Yom Tov. Aisili Kamayu, so they brought in front of him, he's making a regular Havdalah of every Matzah Shabbos. Ma'ar u'besam, they brought him the Havdalah candle, and besamim. Baruch Rava abesam bereshah, so Rava made a bracha on the herbs that he was making a bracha, on the besamim, he made on that first, which is like our minik that we make a bar min besamim. B'hadar amar, and then he made the bracha on the candle. So Amaleis, Rav Huna told Rava after he finished Havdalah, he said, wait a second, how can you do that? Both Beishamah and Beishil both agree. Then Ma'or Beresh of Hada Besam. First you make the bracha on the Havdalah candle, and then you can make a bracha on the Besam. Umahi, and where do I know this from? Ditnan, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Brachas that says Beishamah Aimrim, that this Mishnah is quoting Machlokes they have regarding when you only have one cup of wine and you're going to need it both for the Malava Malka, the meal you're eating on Matzah Shabbos, and for the Havdalah. So then you do it together. Their homachlikus was, where do you introduce the bracha of the mazin, of the meal of birchas ha-mazin in regards to this whole order? However, they both agree regarding that Beishamah, I mean, Ner, first comes the Havdalah candle, Then he says, U'mazin, you introduce over there the bracha of the Birchas HaMazin. Besamim, then you make the bracha on the besamim. And then v'havdalah, and then you make the bracha of Amavd Mekayos L'chal. Again, as we said, that's where you only have one cup of wine, so you need to do it together with the bracha by Paragavim that you do with the Birchas HaMazin. U'bis Hilar Misal, say. Ner, again, they also agree that first comes the havdalah candle. U'besamim, then comes the besamim. And then, however, they introduce it not between the ner and the besamim, but between the bracha of besamim and havdalah, then comes u'mazin, comes the bracha that when you make the Birchas HaMazin. V'havdalah, and then after you do Birchas HaMazin with the Bar paragraph and the comes in it, then you make the bracha of Amavdol. But either way, either opinion holds that the first one is the Havdalah candle and then the Besamim. So how can you go ahead and make the bracha Barim and the Besamim, then the bracha Barim and Eish? So Ani Rava Basreva Amas, so Rava answered and he said, Zudivir Meir, what you just quoted me from that Mishnah Masechtas Brachas, which Stamas Nitin, the anonymous Mishnah in Masechtas Brachas, was Remeir, who he holds like that in the interpretation of the Machlekes Besham Besel. However, Behuda that's quoted in the Brisa saying that no, that both Besham and Besil do not disagree in that case, which is being quoted when you're making it together on a meal, that Bari Priya Govan with the Havdalah, that the bracha of the Birchas HaMazin together with the Bari Priya Govan, that comes first. And that's because since you're completing your meal, that's the one you're obligated in first, and there's a halacha of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah, the one that you're obligated first. You can't bypass it to do another mitzvah first. So first you make Birchas HaMazin with the Bari Priya Govan. So that's the first. V'al Havdalah, and they both don't disagree regarding the bracha of Amavdol, that Shehi B'Sev, that comes at the end. Amad Nechliku, what did they argue about was Al Ma'arev Al Besamim, regarding the order of the Havdalah candle and on the Besamim. And that is Bishamir, and Bishamir say Ma'arev Achakach Besamim. Bishamir say, first comes the Havdalah candle and then comes the Besamim. Besil say no, that Besamim comes first and then the Havdalah candle. And V'amr Rabbi Yechon said, then Nagu Ha'am K'Besil, the custom of the people is to do like Besil, V'Ali B'd Rabbi Yehuda, which was, again was an interpretation, and that's why this is what I do in my house, first to make the bracha, Barim and Besamim, and then Barim Ma'ir Eish. So the Gemara brings a similar type of a story, that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Ikla Lebei Rava, he went to the house of Rava, and this was a Shabbos, as the Gemara later on will illustrate that. So Chazi the Baruch Bari Priya Gofen Akasa Kama. So he saw that he made a Bari Priya Gofen on the cup of the Kiddush. V'hod the Baruch Akasa de Brachas. And then he made another time during the meal a Baruch Bari Priya Gofen, that on the cup of the Birchas HaMazin on the benching. And that is after he finished benching, he made a Baruch Bari Priya Gofen, the way the custom is to do that, to make a Baruch after the Birchas HaMazin. V'ishten, and he drank. So Amalei, so he told him, Lama Lach Kuli Hai. So he asked Rava, why do you have to do this? You already made a bracha one time in the beginning of the meal. Why make another bracha on this cup of wine after you benching? So Amalei said to him, when we were at the house of the Rish Galusa, the one that was in charge of all the people in Galus, that's what we did. We made a bracha before and after. So Amalei said to him, wait, I understand that in the house of Rish Galusa you would make another bracha, the hachi of it, that you would do this, to Safik Maisilan, Safik Loi Maisilan, because we were unsure if they're going to bring us another cup or not. And therefore, when you made the first bracha on the first cup of wine, you didn't know you're going to get another cup of wine. And therefore, each one is like a new beginning, and that's why you would have to go ahead and make a new bracha. However, hach over here, hamanuch kasa kaman, this cup was already prepared way before. We saw this when we started the meal, that this cup was being designated for Birchas HaMazin. V'daitini levei, and our thought was on it already. We knew we were going to drink it. So why over there would you have to make a new bracha on that? So Amalei said to him, the truth is, anu avdi kitamide de Rav. I did like the students of Rav, the Rav Baraina, Rav Hananel, tamide de Rav, these two students of Rav. Havayasi b'sedusa, they were sitting around eating a meal. And the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis. Koy alai Rav Yeva Saba. And Rav Yeva the elder was serving them. So Amrulay, they told him, Havlan v'nivrich, bring us a cup of wine because we want a bench. And they would bench on a cup of wine. However, L'Seif Amrulay, ultimately they told him, you know what, we don't want to finish it. Havlan v'nishte, bring us a cup of wine that we just want to drink. We want to keep on eating the meal. We don't want the cup of wine to bench on it yet. We want it just to be able to drink. However, Amalahu, Rav Yeva Saba told them, Hachi Amar Rav, this is what Rav said. Kivin Amritu Havlan V'Nivrich, once you say, give it to us and we will bench, which is the common refrain of Rabbi Yisrael Mevelim bench and Havlan V'Nivrich, give us and we're going to bench, Itasru L'chula Mishti, it already became forbidden for you to drink, and you cannot drink now anymore, and that's because my timer, what's the reason? Deschisu Dataychu, you already have removed your thought from the meal, because you already said, hey, let us have the cup of wine to bench. And therefore, essentially what Rava was telling him was, you see that Birchas HaMazin is a hesach hadas. It's a removal from the meal that you're eating, and you would have to go ahead and make a new bracha after you bench. And that's the minhag, to make a bracha by a prayer goven after you bench. And therefore, if even what we find over here, that they didn't even bench yet, but just saying we want to bench, they're ready, I'm not here anymore, I want to bench. So I can't continue eating and drinking without a new bracha. So you would have to, when you bench, then you make a new bar priya gofen afterwards. So therefore he's saying here, we actually did bench, and I'm making the bar priya gofen, all the more so you see clearly that brichas hamazon is an interruption, and you have to make a new bracha afterwards. So related to this, and then the Gemara is going to come back to the story of when he visited the house of Rava, it says, they were all sitting around eating a meal, a regular weekday meal. And Rav Acha, the son of Rava, was serving them. Amema made a bracha on every single cup of wine. Every time he would drink a cup of wine in the middle of the meal, he'd make a new bracha. However, Mazutra made a bracha on the first cup and on the last cup, which the last cup is a reference to the one that he made on Birchas Hamazon after he benched, which is because he holds like Rava, who also made a bracha on the first cup when he started and on the last cup. Rav Ashi Baruch Akasa Kama Vesula Baruch. However, Rav Ashi, he made a bracha on the first cup and he didn't make another bracha even on the last cup after Birchas Hamazon. So Amal Hu Rav Acha Bar Rava, so Rava Bar, but Rav Acha Bar Rava, who was serving them, said, Hanan Kama Navit, so who do we follow? I see everyone doing something else. What is the halachic custom? So Amemar said that I, Nimlachano. You want to know why I did that? I made a bracha on every single cup of wine? Because I kept on changing my mind. And that is, the second time I drank a cup of wine was I had changed my mind to say, you know what, I'll drink another one. But every time I drank one, I only thought I'm going to drink just this one. And every time I say, no, let me have another cup of wine. So that was a new drinking. There was already a hesach adas, an interruption from the first one. Mazutram, he says, you want to know why I did that, that I made a bracha on the first one and the last one? Because I'm not the avdika to me did the Rav. I did like the students of Rav, which was like that story that we brought before that Rava had learned from that, that you have to go ahead and make a bracha on the first cup and on the last cup after you make Birchas Hamazon, because Birchas Hamazon is an interruption. Rav Ashi said, no, the halacha does not follow like the students of Rav, and that is that story that was brought from the Tamidim of Rav. And because Birchas Hamazon, benching is not a suchidas, it's not an interruption from your das, because even if you say, come, let us go ahead and bench, you are allowed to go ahead and continue drinking. And therefore, that's why he said, only one bracha in the beginning, because the benching is not an interruption, because you know that you're going to drink one afterwards. And he said, I can prove to you the halacha does not follow those students. Because when Yomtiv falls out on Matzah Shabbos, V'amar Rav, and Rav says, what's the order? What do you do by that Kiddush, which is also Havdalah? He says, you do Yakne. You make the bracha on the Yain, the Bari Priah Gofen, then Kiddush, then the Ner, and then Havdalah. And what do you see? That you do not have to make the bracha of Bari Priah Gofen two times, one on Kiddush and one on Havdalah. And therefore, he said that the same thing applies to these two cups. When you have the bracha on the Kiddush Hayyim and a Birchas Hamazon, then obviously you would make it a one time. And therefore he says, that's a challenge to Rav Yehuda Sava, that he said in the name of Rav, that you have to go ahead, once you say, Havlan and Nevarach, you say, let's go bench, you're not allowed to drink anymore, but that would be a contradiction on Rav and Rav, where he says that when you have two things to do on a cup of wine, you make it together, as we can illustrate by Matzah Shabbos that falls on Yom Tov, you do them together. And therefore he would agree that when you have Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush Hayom, you would do them together also. Now, how can you say that if one is being interrupted with the Birchas Hamazon? So obviously you see that Birchas Hamazon is not an interruption, and you would do them together on one cup of wine. I thought the Gemara says, Velohi, that's not true. Because Hasam over there, in that story of when you say Havlan and Nevarach, when you say let's go bench, or for sure when you're going to bench, Akar Daite Mimishtaya. There, you uprooted your thought, you're being Masech Das, from drinking anymore, because you're saying, I'm benching, I'm not going to have my meal anymore. So therefore, the halach is for sure that you would have to make a new bracha by pragoven afterwards. Hacha over here, the raya that he's trying to prove from Yakne, that you make Kiddush and Avdol on the same cup of wine, like Akar Daite Mimishtaya, there you have not uprooted, you have not removed yourself from drinking. To the contrary, you didn't even drink yet, and your whole intention is to drink. That's why the bracha that you're making is not going to interrupt from the previous one, and that's why they could do it together. But regarding Birchas Hamazon, that's not a question, that would be interruption, and that will resolve why those opinions, Rava and the Tamidim of Rav, that they say you make a new bracha, a Bari Priah Gofen, even if you're going to say Havel Nevarach, but most definitely when you actually do make Birchas Hamazon. So the Gemara continues the story of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba that went to the house of Rava, that Kimotil Avduli, when they reached Havdalah, and that story that we had brought before was by a Suda of Shabbos, and that's why it's introduced over here, and now we're saying that when it came Matzah Shabbos, and he was going to make Havdalah, and it interrupted only in between to say that story with Amemer and Mazutra, to say that they hold like Rava, and the Ravashi did not hold like Rava, but now Zerum is talking about that story. So when it reached time for Havdalah, so comes Shammai, so the Gabbai, the attendant of Rava, got up, V'adlik Avuka Mishraga, and he lit a torch from the candle to make for Bracha of Havdalah, for the Bari Merayesh. So Amalei, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba told Rava after they made Havdalah, said, Lamalach Kulihai, why do you need that for? Haman Cheshraga, there was a candle, why do you have to go light a torch? So Amalei, so he responded, Shema Medaita in the Navshikavit. The attendant did it on his own. I didn't tell him to do it. But Amalei said no. Eloi Shmile Mine Demai. If he would not have heard this from the master, Lehava Avad, he would not have done it. So what's the real reason? Why did he do it? So Amalei said to him, Le Savale Mar, don't you agree to the halacha that Avuka Lahavdallah Mitzvah and the Mufcha? We know that a torch is more preferable than the mitzvah of a regular candle, and that's why we lit the torch from the regular candle. Then it says, Pasach v'amer, he opened up and he said, regarding the bracha of Avdallah, which comes at the end, he said, Hamavdul bin Kodesh l'chal, he who separates between the holy and the mundane, bin er l'cheshech, between light and darkness, bin Yisroel l'amim, between the Jewish people and the nations, bin yemeshvi l'shesh l'meyamasa, between the seventh day and the 6 days of the week. So Amalei asked him, Lamalach kulihai, why do you have to say all these different distinctions and divisions? V'amer v'yehuda marav, Hamavdul bin Kodesh l'chal, just by saying that he who separates between the holy and the mundane, Zuhi Havdalah Seh Shal B'Yudah Nasi, that was the Havdalah that B'Yudah Nasi had said, and you don't have to say anymore. Why are you saying all these different distinctions? So Amalei, so he responded, Anokahos, really, I hold the following statement, and that's why I said more. Damer B'Lazim Rebbe Oishia, HaPeiches, the one who's coming to say the least necessary, Lo Yifchis Megimlo, should not say less than three different Havdalahs. V'Hamayisim, the one who wants to do more, Lo Yosef Al-Zayin, should not say more than seven different divisions, which the Gemara later on will explain that. So Amalei, so he responded to him, we're continuing on top of Kavdala Medav, but Vahamar, but you the master, Loit Losamar, you didn't say three, Vilei Shevamar, you didn't say seven either, and that is, you said four. Where did you see fit to say four? If you wanted to say the least amount, say so you should have said three, and if you wanted to say the most, you wanted to say more, you should have said seven. Why'd you say four? So Amalei, he responded to him, Iver, the truth is, Bein Yemeshvi L'Shesh Dimei Hamasa, that last one, between the seventh day and the 6 days of the week, Me'ein Chasimahi. It was something similar to the conclusion of the bracha, which when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, so right before you say that, there should be a phrase that's similar to the ending. And therefore, that was not from the counting of the three, four, five, six, seven. There was only three. That one, which is the fourth one, wasn't really being saying as a division. It was rather because you have to say something, Mi'ein of the Chasima. As Va'amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, he says, Hamavdil, someone that's saying Havdalah, Tzarech Shiyemim Me'in Chasima Samech Lechisimasi, you have to see something that has something from the topic of the ending, and that's why I said Ben Yemeshvi L'Sheshim Yemasa, not because to say another division, but rather to say something that's similar to the ending of the bracha itself. Whereas with Pumpin Disoy Amri, they say Me'in Psichasin Samech Lechisimasi, they agree to the concept, but they say not something similar to the ending you should say right before the bracha of the end, but rather something that's similar to the beginning. So the Gemara says, my Benai, what's the difference between them? Because by the bracha of Avdallah, the something that's similar to the beginning is the same thing as similar to the ending, and that's the way it is by most brachas. It's talking about the same idea. So what is the difference between them if it has to be something similar to the beginning or the ending? And then the Gemara says, Ik Benayu Yom Tiv Shechalias Acha B'Shabbos. The difference between them comes out on Yom Tiv that falls out on Matzah Shabbos, where there's the ending of the bracha of Avdallah is Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, the Chasimasin Min Kodesh L'Kodesh, where there you end the bracha that he who separates between holy and holy, because Shabbos is holy and Yom Tov is holy. So Mandama Me'in Psichasin Samech L'Chasimasin, according to the one that says that it has to be similar to the beginning, that's how you do it by the ending right before you end off. You do not have to say that he who separates between the holiness of Shabbos and the holiness of Yom Tov, because that's only mentioned at the end, but the beginning doesn't talk about that. Whereas Amanda Amar Me'in Chasimasin Samech L'Chasimasin, according to the one that says you have to end off something similar to how the ending is, B'Yilameimer Ben Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedusha Yom Tov, then you have to mention also that he who separates and divides between the holiness of Shabbos and the holiness of Yom Tov. And that's the way the Rashbam says that's what we do to exclude ourselves from this machlekes and to say it anyway, to include that opinion that holds that there has to be the main of the chasima, which includes being Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha Yom Tov, Hevdalta.